soul. Following are the terms used by Mary Baker Eddy in Science and Health to define soul. Balance, beauty, changeless, defines, doctrine, earth, find, freedom, govern, identity, incorporeal, intact, joy, mission, names, perseverance, resurrection, reverses, rules, salvation, satisfies, seed within, sinless, spiritual sense, spiritual understanding, star, unconfined, wilderness. A total of 28 terms. These are terms that she uses as opposites. Appetite, body, bondage, change, chemicalization, corporeal, hypocrisy, in, lost, lust, mental malpractice, malice, mortality, oblivion, pantheism, passion, pleasures, senses, sin, slavery, suffering. It is obvious that all of the positive terms for soul are spiritual. They are of the substance of spirit, whereas everything that is an opposite term is of a material base, illusion, fantasy, something without a connection to God. One of the primary terms for soul is identification. How we identify something must be based on spirit. Proper identification, accurate identification, real identification is only possible if we're using our spiritual sense in order to identify something. For we cannot see, hear, feel, taste, or smell, which are the ways that we identify, unless they are based on spirit. And when they're based on spirit, then soul can function, providing us the accurate identification of everything, whether it's an individual, whether it's an event. Any thought, speech, or action can only be identified properly if it is done utilizing the spiritual senses. And the proper identification is defined as soul in action. The seeing is done by mind. Verb is mind. The noun is soul. Principle in action is mind at work, because mind is all action. The same with soul. The operation of identifying something is a function of the action of mind, as well as the capacity and capability, functionality. Those are all terms that describe mind. They are a verb. But if we are using appetite or body, anything that is changing, anything that is corporeal, then it is mortality in action, and that is a facade. It is not real identity. It is not soul. But it is sense, material sense, that is acting. So we want to make sure we're not being tricked when we identify something. And that means that we cannot let anything that is mortal or corporeal be involved in the process of identification. Notice that reverses is one of the terms for soul, because it reverses from a material aspect to a spiritual aspect. Our identification is going to be spiritual if it is reversing the false sense of identification. This is the diapason of heaven for soul as provided to us by Mary Baker Eddy via her Metaphysical College classes, which were from 1881 to 1898. She compresses it all into one paragraph. We must hold soul in consciousness only as a sacred name for God. We have to rise above the belief that soul is an invisible personality residing in a fleshly form with a personal identity. Soul must be recognized as a name for God and a name by which God is to be worshipped. We have to take the interpretation of soul as a personality out of subjective thought and replace it with the true sense. We should declare often, there is only one soul, and that is my infinite, incorporeal, supreme God. Soul is my God, and my God is soul. In the chapter on recapitulation, one of the questions is, what are spirits and souls? Now keep in mind, one of the 26 titles to the Bible lesson series, which she repeats once a year, so 26 topics are utilized twice, and one of those topics is soul and body. And as you probably noticed, when I read off the terms for the positive aspects of soul, was spiritual sense. But the opposite to that is body. And of course, that's talking about the false sense of body, which is mortality, or anything to describe what we can see in the mirror from a physical, mortal standpoint. So that's the opposite of the real identification of man. In chapter 14, the title I just mentioned, which is What Are Spirits and Souls? The answer is this. To human belief, they are personalities constituted of mind and matter, life and death, truth and error, good and evil. But these contrasting pairs of terms represent contraries, as Christian Science reveals, which neither dwell together nor assimilate. Truth is immortal, error is mortal. Truth is limitless, error is limited. Truth is intelligent, error is non-intelligent. Moreover, truth is real and error is unreal. This last statement contains the point you will most reluctantly admit. Although first and last, it is the most important to understand. Mankind redeemed. The term souls or spirits is as improper as the term gods. Soul or spirit signifies deity and nothing else. There is no finite soul nor spirit. Soul or spirit means only one mind and cannot be rendered in the plural. Heathen mythology and Jewish theology have perpetuated the fallacy that intelligence, soul, and life can begin in matter. And idolatry and ritualism are the outcome of all man-made beliefs. The science of Christianity comes with fan in hand to separate the chaff from the wheat. Science will declare God aright, and Christianity will demonstrate this declaration and its divine principle, making mankind better physically, morally, and spiritually. That's the end of the section on the question in Recapitulation, chapter 14, what are spirits and souls? You can't really get the total picture unless you read it instead of just listening to it, so that you see where the capitalization is used for the important terms for God, as opposed to their reversal or their negative terms, which are based on material sense. The bottom line is that if it traces back to God, then it is the real soul, or the real spirit, or any of the seven, because all seven are incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. So anything that has to do with the words mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, or love, if it's capitalized, that means God. If it's not capitalized, that means it is the material sense of soul, or the material sense of any of the other seven terms. If one is going to follow in the footsteps of Mary Baker Eddy and stop and contemplate to make sure that only good is being kept in consciousness, no matter about whether it's a person, an event, any kind of action whatsoever, then we have to make sure that what we are identifying is being identified with the spiritual sense, the real identity, which is soul, and not something that is mortal, a material sense. We have to be looking through the lens of spirit. I shall read one more time the diapason of soul. We must hold soul in consciousness only as a sacred name for God. We have to rise above the belief that soul is an invisible personality residing in a fleshly form with a personal identity. Soul must be recognized as a name for God, and a name by which God is to be worshipped. We have to take the interpretation of soul as a personality out of subjective thought and replace it with the true sense. We should declare often, there is only one soul, and that is my infinite, incorporeal, supreme God. Soul is my God, and my God is soul. Something else we want to keep in mind is something brought to our attention by a very fine practitioner that was in the era of the early 1900s up through about mid-1900s, around 1950 or so. And that was a man by the name of Wentworth Winslow. He suggested that we consider ourselves in a room, and there are two tools in there. One is a telephone, and the other is a radio. The radio was tuned into station KOG, meaning Kingdom of God, and it was only announcing the qualities of God. Perfect heaven, perfect God, everything spiritual. And the telephone was a symbol for something that tried to interrupt our thought about God. It would be ringing to try to get our attention. And that would be mortal belief. The belief that there's life, truth, and intelligence in matter. But the other one was telling us, the radio was telling us that all is infinite mind. And it's infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. And that spirit is immortal truth. The phone would try to tell us that matter is mortal error. But it was real. It would try to tell us that it may appear to be a mistake, but it's real, and that's what we need to listen to. We must understand that anything that comes to us as a thought must be translated, must be filtered, to make sure that we only let into thought what is perfect. It has to be spiritual. Otherwise, we have to filter it out and not let it pass through our door, into our door of consciousness, where it could cause problems. Mr. Winslow states, if you feel pain somewhere in your body, don't try to analyze what the pain is. Immediately shift your thought to what God is. Because we know God is truth, and a pain is only a symbol of a mistaken identity, utilizing material sense instead of spiritual sense for our identity. We have to nip it in the bud. We have to immediately refute any reality could belong to any kind of sense other than spiritual sense. As Mary Baker Eddy states in this diapason, we should declare often there is only one soul, and that is my infinite, incorporeal, supreme God. Soul is my God, and my God is soul. And remember that soul is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. Nothing in this treatment can be diluted or diverted, stopped or reversed. God is good and God is all. And there is nothing but God. Amen.